It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Much has been said about the fact that the new leader of the Roman Catholic Church, Pope Francis, is the first from Latin America. We've also noted that Francis is the first Jesuit pope. In the U.S., Jesuits are well known for their schools and colleges. In Europe, though, they have sometimes had a rough ride. From Rome, NPR's Philip Reeves reports on Jesuits in history and what it means to them now to finally have their own man in the Vatican.
In the Chiesa del Gesù, visitors wander around, gazing up in hushed awe at the glorious frescoed ceilings. People have always flocked here. It's Rome's first Baroque church. Now they have another reason. This is the mother church of the Jesuits, whose ranks now include a pope. Angelo Petrungaro, a local shopkeeper, is sitting on the church steps outside, relaxing during his lunch hour. He's delighted with Pope Francis. Jesuits place great store on standing up for the poor and dispossessed. Petrungaro thinks in Italy these days, with turmoil in the church and government, that counts for something.
I was incredibly happy when I saw the Pope. I didn't expect it to be him, but I was really, really happy. And
the Jesuits were founded in the 16th century as a humble order of missionaries. They were supposed not to seek top jobs in the Roman Catholic Church.
We take a vow not to ambition for ecclesiastical honours. So the Pope has to intervene directly for a Jesuit to become a bishop.
Father Jerry Whelan teaches theology at the Pontifical Gregorian University in Rome, which was founded by Jesuits.
We always see ourselves as the kind of ancillary sort of consultancy service. We're supposed to be able to try to help represent the Catholic Church on the frontiers of the Church.
That's not always been easy. A few centuries back, the Jesuits were actually suppressed by the Vatican. In 1773, Pope Clement XIV locked up their leader and banned the order. The pontiff did so under pressure from some of Europe's Catholic superpowers. Portugal, Spain, and France had first persecuted, then banished Jesuits, leaving hordes of emaciated, bedraggled Jesuit priests wandering Europe in search of refuge. John Julius Norwich, author of A History of the Popes, believes this was deeply unfair to the Jesuits.
There was a sort of theory that they were a huge international operation, completely unscrupulous, hypocritical, and it just became the general scapegoat. And I don't think there was any logical reason for it at all.
Norwich says for a while every atrocity seemed to be blamed on the Jesuits. The English accused them of masterminding their gunpowder plot, a failed attempt to blow up Parliament and kill King James I. Even today, for some Britons, the word Jesuit has a negative tinge.
And I know somebody was making the point that actually the words become synonymous through the centuries with scheming. What is it, do you think? Is it a fear of Jesuits, and why would that be?
I don't think it's a fear of Jesuits. I think the press, the media, like to polarise things and perhaps put us...
That's Father Michael Holman, a Jesuit priest, being interviewed by the BBC after Pope Francis was elected. A few decades back, the Jesuits' relations with the Vatican again ran into trouble. It was over the Jesuits' embrace in Latin America of liberation theology, a movement struggling for social justice in the face of repressive military dictatorships. Pope John Paul II feared this was Marxism by another name.
These were dramatic and painful times.
Father Jerry Whelan says John Paul's views were shaped by his experience in his Polish homeland. Catholics there suffered greatly at the hands of Soviet communism.
Sono andati a prenderlo quasi alla fine del mondo, ma siamo qui.
When Cardinal Georges Bergoglio walked out onto the balcony as Pope and addressed the multitude in St. Peter's Square, Jesuits were stunned and delighted.
Well, just personally, there's a joy, just in the style of his first few words. I feel we can recognise ourselves in that.
Jesuits are hoping history will now be kinder to them. But the Roman Catholic Church is in crisis. Jesuits, too, have been badly tainted by child abuse scandals. Their first pope has a lot on his hands. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rome.